It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Robbie Jensen. He is the Carbon Emery County Director of Aging. He is in charge of all of the senior centers in the areas. And we're going to talk about the restrictions that have been put on them and some of the different ways that people can get their meals and that kind of thing. Robbie, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for doing this.
Anytime. Now, the last time we talked, you were shutting everything down for a couple of weeks, but things change.
Of course, yes. Things are constantly changing with this coronavirus, it seems.
So let's talk about the changes now and what to expect as far as that is concerned.
Sure. So the first time that we closed for the 2 weeks, this was a couple of days before the health department put out their statement for restaurants. And at that time, that was March 17th, they came out and said that everything would be closed for 30 days. So that's where we're at. We're closed until at least April 17th, and they will reevaluate things and see if they want to lift the restrictions or continue the restrictions to go on longer. So right now we're planning to be open Monday, April 20th, but as we know with this coronavirus, changes are happening as quick as we can change them, so we may be out a little bit longer. But for now, it looks like April 20th is our soft reopen date.
And that's kind of the plan that you've circled. As you were telling me, we were talking off the air, you guys go with what the health department tells restaurants.
Correct. That is what we go on what they tell the restaurants. And then we also have some guidelines that are put out by National Aging Nutrition Council, basically, that gives us some guidelines on the best way to deliver meals with the lowest contact to individuals, especially the senior population that is a little more prone to complications from this coronavirus.
Okay, and then speaking of that, you said that you have changed a little bit of the way that you're delivering the mobile meals now.
That's correct. So mobile meals, we are no longer entering anyone's home. This will not only allow the seniors less contact, but us as well. It would be bad if all of my staff were to be quarantined and then we had no way to get meals out to seniors. So it's as much for their protection as ours. So now what we are going to be doing is we still need to make sure that the senior is home when we deliver meals. So we either need to see the senior or hear the senior before we leave the meals for them. The best way that we have to do this is to leave the meals either right inside the front door, just outside the front door, or hanging on the doorknob. And that way we can knock or crack the door and yell in, let them know that we are here. And as soon as we see or hear that senior, then we will move on to the next house. The other option that we are doing, especially for those seniors that have compromised immune systems or just want less exposure to the public, we are offering to do one delivery for the week, and we would bring out the frozen meals that they need for the week, and that way they only need to be there at the door once that week, and we can get them all the meals that they need for that week in one delivery.
Okay, and then at the other end of it, pretty much it plays the same as it did a couple of weeks ago, correct? Whereas the centers are still providing meals,
correct.
But they have to come.
So the centers are still providing meals. We will still have hot and ready meals available Monday through Thursday from 11:45 to 12:45. When we deliver those meals, the people that will be handing out those meals will have gloves on and of course, the delivery drivers as well will be wearing gloves. Those gloves get changed out after every interaction with seniors. So every house that they deliver to, every person that comes to the center to pick up the mail will change those gloves every time, and the staff will be wearing a mask as well. Again, it's not because we have any confirmed cases in Carbon or Emery, just a precaution to make sure that those seniors and our staff are safe from the virus.
Okay, and this goes as, once again, The same days, if you were to go out there, if you were used to going out there and getting your lunch at the senior center, you can go out the same days, but it's just a take-home meal, correct?
Correct. So for Carbon County, that's Monday through Thursday at the senior centers. In Emory County, depending upon the center, it's either Monday or Tuesday that they can go out and pick up those meals. Green River's a little different. They're just Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Okay. And then the other one was if you rode the bus.
Oh, correct. So, again, for those seniors that are relied on the senior transportation to get to the meal, we have just placed them on the mobile meal route temporarily, so they are still able to get those meals. And if they would like the frozen meals delivered to them for the week, we can do it that way as well. But really, it's just a temporary thing. And once this is lifted, for those that are riding the bus into the center, as soon as they're cleared to come into the center, they will be taken off the mobile meal route.
Okay. So once again, if anybody has any questions, how can they get a hold of somebody to kind of get some questions answered?
Certainly. So they can always call the senior center in their community, or they can call me here at the Carbon Senior Center as well. And our number is 435-636-3202. And they can call anytime, and I'd be happy to give them a call back and answer any questions that they have.
Okay, we're speaking with Robbie Jensen. He is the Carbon and Emory County Director of Aging about some of the changes that are taking place at the senior citizen centers in the area, as well as kind of extending that date. Now you're looking at possibly April 20th, unless something else changes, correct?
Correct. So if anything else changes, we'll send out a note to those that are in mobile meals and those that are picking up meals here. And I'll give you a call and let you know that we're doing things a little bit different. We can send out another announcement.
Okay. Hey, Robbie, thank you for taking out the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Dave, I appreciate it. Thanks for all that you do.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, make sure you check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.